welcome to another broadcast of the program we call Plain and Simple. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 is where we're going to be looking in just a minute. Looking in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6, Paul is writing to a young preacher. He is giving him what I call God's church manual. That is, we have a manual here in 1st, 2nd Timothy and also in Titus concerning how God wants things done in his local churches. And in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6, Paul said to Timothy, this young pastor, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained." He said, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. The phrase, these things, is found 12 times in 1st and 2nd Timothy and in Titus, these things. And so if we want to be good pastors, then what we need to do is find out what these things are and then do them. Now, if you do these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. We're going to look at 14 marks of a good minister. Now, it's interesting, in all of them, we will see that he did not say, if you get a big crowd, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. He did not say, if you get a large building with a paved parking lot and a gymnasium, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. He didn't say that. He did not even say, if you win a lot of souls to the Lord, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ. And that's important, but that's not what he says in any of these things. The first mark of a good minister of Jesus Christ is found here in verse 6, where he says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Now, there's 14 of them right here in this immediate section. And Paul is saying to Timothy, if you want to be a good minister of Jesus Christ, make sure the young people and the old people and all the people in between know what these things are. You need to know what these things are. Back in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, these things I command you, that you love one another. He did not command us to love one another. He said, these things I command you, and if you do these things that I command you, the byproduct will be that you will love one another. And so he's saying here to this young pastor at Ephesus by the name of Timothy, he said, if you want to be a good minister, then what you need to do is put the brethren in remembrance of these things. That word remembrance in the Greek actually has been translated in Romans chapter 16 and verse 4, lay down, lay down. We use the phrase, they lay down the law. And when someone is going to lay down the law, they're going to issue some instructions, knowing that they have the authority to issue them. And as pastors, we need to lay down the law, and we need to issue some instructions, and we need to know that not only have we the authority, but we have a command of God to lay down the law concerning these things. We'll find that phrase, these things, 12 times in 1st and 2nd Timothy and in the book of Titus, the three books which I call God's church manual. It tells us how to do what we know we're supposed to do. So the first marks of a good minister is that we put the brethren in remembrance of these things, and we can't do that if we don't know what they are. So it's going to demand that we study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, figuring out what these things are, and then making sure that our young people and our old people and all our in-between people in our church know exactly what these things are. It's extremely important. That's the first mark of a good minister. The second mark of a good minister, he says in verse 6, is nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Nourished up. Nourishment is related to health. The word nourished in the dictionary is to keep a belief in one's mind for a long time. Interesting definition. To attain, that word has been translated have understanding in Luke chapter 1 and verse number 3, and fully known, 2 Timothy 3:10. We need to fully know. We need to have understanding. We need to be nourished. We need to be healthy in the words of faith and of good doctrine. We need that. That's the second mark of a good minister. The third mark of a good minister is found in verse 7. It says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. And so, first mark number 3 has to do with refusing something. Refusing that which is profane. Now, he's saying all of this based on the fact that we are supposed to put the brethren in remembrance of these things, or we're just supposed to lay these things down before them. And the first one is that we be nourished up in the Word. So not only does the pastor need to be nourished up in the Word, but the people need to be nourished up in the Word. And so then we need to be also refusing some things. And he says here in verse number 7, refuse profane and old wives' fables. Profane. The dictionary says profane is something relating to that which is not biblical. Isn't that an interesting definition right out of the dictionary? Profane is relating to something that is not biblical. And a fable is that which has no foundation. And if it's not out of the Bible, it doesn't have a foundation. Our foundation is the Word of God. The fourth mark of a good minister is found also in this verse. It says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. What we need, number 4, is to have a proper exercise. And if you exercise, you're putting a lot of energy into something, and it's talking about exercising ourselves unto godliness. Then mark number 5 has to do with labor. Verse 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. So number 5 has to do with labor. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. And it is a lot of labor. Much study is weariness of the flesh, Solomon said, and it is. However, that's what it is to be a good minister of Jesus Christ, but not only for the pastor to be laboring in the Word of God, but also, remember, he is supposed to put his people in remembrance of these things, or that is, he is to lay them down before his people that he has to talk to every Sunday in the congregation. Now, our next mark of a good minister is that we suffer reproach. He says in verse 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. We're going to suffer reproach. The Bible makes it very, very plain that if all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. What is reproach? Reproach is to be subjected to something that's unpleasant. Reproach is to express a disapproval or a disappointment. It's one of those two things. Well, to be subjected to something that is unpleasant. Yeah, there's going to be some things sometimes in the ministry that are unpleasant that we have to deal with. And he said, if you will just deal with those things, you'll be a good minister. But remember, he also said, put the people in remembrance. Lay this down before the people that they also need to suffer reproach for the cause of Jesus Christ. And then to express disapproval or disappointment. That's what we need to do. If we need to do it, we just don't like to do it. Nobody likes to express disapproval and disappointment, but it's one of the responsibilities of a good minister. And again, he is to lay this down before his congregation. Then mark number 7 of a good minister is found in verse 11. It says, these things command and teach. Command. That is, give an authoritative order. In 1 Timothy 1:3, he said, charge some. In 1 Timothy 5:7, these things give in charge. He said in 1 Timothy 6:13, I give thee charge. In 1 Timothy 6:6, charge them. Every one of those words, charge, is the same word that we have command here in verse 11. It's the same word in the Greek. And then he said not only command, but to teach. That is to explain how to do something. 1 Timothy 3:2, a bishop then must be apt to teach, the Bible says. 1 Timothy 6:2, these things teach and exhort. A good mark number 7, or mark number 7 for a good minister, is found in verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word and conversation, in charity and spirit, in faith and in purity. To be an example. He said, now, if you're going to be a good minister of Jesus Christ, you need to be an example. What is that? That is someone to be imitated. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And as he followed Christ, you can imitate him. And that is what he is saying to this young preacher. Be an example in word, in conversation, that means manner of life, in charity, in faith, and in purity. Be a good minister of Jesus Christ. And then the next one, number 9, for a good minister, is found in verse 13. He said, till I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation, and to doctrine. Give attendance to reading. Has nothing to do with the number of people. Oh yeah, we like to give that attendance, don't we? No, if it's up. But no, it has nothing to do with that. It has something to do with the word's translated beware 7 times, give heed 5 times, and take heed another 3 times. Take heed to reading. Beware that you don't miss out on your reading, your exhortation to doctrine. And when you look in the Bible, you'll find that when they talked about reading, it is always talking about the Word of God, not some silly magazine off the newsstand. And then Mark number 10 in verse 13, he also mentions the word exhortation to doctrine. That word exhortation has been translated consolation 14 times. It's been translated comfort 6 times. Give consolation and comfort. How do you do that? Through the doctrine, a doctrine. And when you have the word doctrine, many times the emphasis is on teaching. Matthew 15:9, it's translated teaching doctrine. Mark 7:7, teaching doctrine. And Romans 15:4, it's translated learning. We need to be learning the doctrine. Mark number 11 is found in verse 14, where he said, neglect not the gift that is envy. Neglect. To neglect something is to fail to do something. Hebrews 2:3-4 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Mark number 12 is found in verse 15, where he told this young preacher to meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. To meditate is to think deeply or focus one's mind for a period of time. He said, you want to be a good minister? Then focus your mind on these things, that thy profiting may appear to all. Everyone should see that you're profiting. You're going forward in your spiritual life. And then the mark number 13 of a good minister is found in verse 16, where he said to this young pastor, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. A good mark of the minister is that he continues. He said, take heed to yourself, take heed to the doctrine, continue in them in a specified position or state. That's what continue means, to remain in a specified position or state. People are bailing out these days. Continue in them, and in so doing thou shalt save thyself from the apostasy of the day, is what he's talking about, and save them that hear thee. And then Mark number 14 is wrapped up in 2 little words in verse 16. He said, doing this. It's not enough just to know it. Let's take these 14 marks of a good minister and let's do them, and let's teach our people to do them, because that's what he told us to do. We're out of time. Tune in again tomorrow for another plain and simple broadcast.